Well, is this what you want? I should think it's obvious what I'm talking about. It's your little sister, naked on your bed when you walked into the room. You want me for yourself, don't you? That's why you chase away any boy that shows an interest in me. Like today, when you scared off the new boy that I was talking to when you picked me up from school on your way back from college. Well, I'm tired of it. You've won. If you want me so bad, come here and take me. You went to run an errand after you dropped me off here, so I came into your room, took off my clothes, and masturbated while I waited for you to come back. It's not like I felt like touching myself, but I do need to be wet enough for you to fuck me. This isn't a joke or a tease. This is me giving you what you want. Your little sister's body. Her virginity, since you've worked so hard to protect it. We have sex once, then you leave me alone to actually pursue a romance with someone. Or just hook up. You don't get a say in it after we do this. I won't tell anyone if that's what you're worried about. Not Mom and Dad, not my friends. In fact, I'd just as soon erase this from my mind as soon as we're done. You can try to deny it all you want. If you don't want to fuck me, then there's no reason for you to stand in the way of me dating anymore. I'm 18 now. So no matter what we do this afternoon, tomorrow I'm a free woman. You better make up your mind. We only have so much time before Mom and Dad get home. Like I said, I'd never tell them. But if they walk in on the two of us doing it, well, I think you're going to get blamed for it. Either you fuck me now and get it out of your system and let me have a boyfriend, or you don't have sex with me, and in so doing, admit that I'm free to have a love life. So what are you going to do? See? You denied it. But when I gave you an ultimatum to either fuck me or get the fuck out of my sex life, well, you're the one taking off your clothes now. I have to say I'm disappointed. I was hoping I was wrong about you. I was hoping not to lose my virginity in this way. I'm disappointed just to be having sex under these circumstances. But I'm not surprised. Oh, I thought for the longest time you were just being a little overprotective. But as I got older and it didn't let up and you never had a girlfriend, well, I put two and two together and got that my brother didn't want to save me from other boys. He wanted to save me for himself. He just didn't have the courage to do anything about it other than ruin my social life. You'll forgive me if we skip the foreplay. I spent a lot of time getting myself ready, even if it wasn't easy. And you're definitely ready. Your hardness says everything your mouth won't. Wait, before you get on top of me. You do understand that if I let you do this, you give up any right to have a say in my love life. I'd make you sign something to that effect, but I don't want any reminders of this after the fact. If you dare to interfere again, I will tell Mom and Dad about what we did and why I let it happen. I'd have nothing to lose at that point. Say it. Say that you'll leave me alone. You'll give up this sick interest in me, and you won't object to me dating or even talking to other boys. You said it. The weird thing is, I believe you. You have many faults, not the least as being a pervert, but you keep your word. Go ahead. You can get on top of me. You do care for me, despite all of this. You're waiting for my permission before you do stuff, even if my consent is given against my better judgment. and you're so careful getting on top of me. If you were any guy other than my brother, it might be sweet. Well, this is it, the moment of truth. It's the last chance for either of us to back down. But I've made up my mind that I'm going through with this no matter what. And I don't think you'll change your mind. You're not such a complete pervert that you aren't torn over this, but not enough not to do it now that you have the chance. But remember your promise. Even as your cock pushes against me, you leave any guy I'm interested in alone. You don't scare them away or keep us apart in any way. Even if the guy is a total loser, that's my mistake to make. It's starting to go in. I told you I was wet. I didn't want to make this harder or more painful than it had to be. That just might put me off sex, which I don't want to happen. You wait for me again before you go deeper. You want to know if I'm okay with this. I can't give you a straight answer to that. You want this, and I want what the freedom doing this with you will give me. That's good enough, isn't it? So don't sabotage yourself on this. Finish what you started. We're doing it. That's my pussy wrapped around your cock. Oh, you just took your sister's virginity. Is the moment everything you hoped for? It's definitely not how I expected my first time to happen. And definitely not who I was hoping for. You move in me so slowly now. You're bolder, not waiting for my permission before you escalate things like before. Maybe this feels so good that you're caring less and less that I'm your sister. Although, would you have wanted to fuck me in the first place if I wasn't? I guess we'll never know. Enjoy me while you can, but don't take too long. We need to be done long before Mom and Dad could get home. We should both shower, too, although not together. That is so not happening, even if the sex is happening now. You don't need to be so gentle. It's not like you're going to ruin my first time. I'm not exactly looking for something memorable here. I'd settle for not too traumatic. It would actually be a little easier for me if you were a little more careless. I'm not enjoying this, by the way. Not really. My body just naturally responds to the stimulus you provide. My heart beats faster. My breath comes quicker. Maybe a stray moan escapes my mouth, but it's as much from discomfort as anything. If I move a little in reaction to what you do, it's to minimize my discomfort and not for my pleasure. It's important that I make all of those things clear. I also may have spent too much time masturbating to prepare myself for this, but you took longer to get home than I thought. Oh, you're taking too long now, too. I thought this would be shorter. You don't want Mom and Dad to walk in on us, do you? Then you'd never get a chance to finish. To come inside of me. That's what you want, isn't it? The feel of your cum spilling out of your cock and into your little sister's body. That's maybe not such a good idea, but none of this is. I was too mad to think about it before, but I could get pregnant. I should be more worried right now. Maybe I should even tell you that you can't come inside of me. But then you might not get over your perverted feelings for me. I can deal with a pregnancy easier than I can deal with you ruining my romantic life. Come on, go faster. We can't take too long. I know it's my first time, but it's also the last time you get to do this with me. Don't go so slow and gentle. I'll tell you if you go too fast or too hard, or if I hear Mom and Dad come home before you come and me. Yes, harder, like that. We can't take too long. But don't look at me like that. Not all puppy dog-eyed and happy. It's not what I expected. I thought there'd be more lust and maybe a slight reddish glow to your eyes. You're making me start to like this, and I hate you for it. I think maybe it's some Stockholm syndrome combined with my love for you as a brother. And maybe confusion over finally being allowed attention from a boy. Even it's completely the wrong boy. The very worst boy for me. I'll still resent you for this no matter what. For every strong, deep thrust into my wet pussy. For every moan or gasp you coax from me. I'll still love you, even as I hate you. You're making me so confused right now. You really need to hurry before I change my mind. And we see if you listen. Maybe Mom and Dad can come home before I come. I don't want to have an orgasm. I mean, I do, but not with you, not like this. Except part of me wants it, no matter the circumstances. Oh, you're moving faster and faster. Oh, God, this is so wrong. I shouldn't be liking this. I shouldn't be about to come. I should try to fight it, but I do want to come so bad right now. And God help me, I want to feel come inside of me, even if it's yours. Oh, that's it. I'm almost there. I'm going to come. Your brother's cock is going to make me come. And it's so wrong, but I can't help wanting it. I'm so close. Close to coming. But also close to being free from you. Oh, fuck. I'm coming on you. You're coming in me. I can feel it in me. So warm and wrong. And it's making me come harder. Oh, I hate you. I love this, but I hate you. What was I thinking? I shouldn't have done this without birth control. And I definitely shouldn't have let you come in me, no matter if I bought my freedom. And maybe it felt really good. Oh, and you over there, looking so smug. If I do get pregnant, I have half a mind to keep it. Let's see you explain how your sister got pregnant when you don't let her near any other boy. Even if they don't suspect you, you'd still look at me every day as I get bigger with your baby and have to live with the knowledge of how you put it there and what we did today. And, wait, it's a text from Mom and Dad. They're going out to meet someone for dinner tonight. They won't be home for hours. Well, this is awkward. I was kind of counting on Mom and Dad coming home soon to kind of change the mood in the house drastically. Instead, we're stuck here alone with the knowledge of what we did still fresh in our minds. And look, you're getting hard again. You're clearly not over me yet. Well, I guess I know what we'll do while we're waiting for Mom and Dad to get home later tonight. But this is only to completely satisfy your sick desires for me once and for all. And if I happen to get a little satisfied in the process, well, I guess that can't be helped, can it?